Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we will answer them on the next Saturday show. We are the 2023 Consumer's Choice Award winner. We have 716 people following us on Facebook, up zero.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's why you need to follow us on Facebook. We made an announcement yesterday on our Facebook page, on Wednesday on our Facebook page, a $4,500 rebate available to you when you replace your air conditioner.
That's right. Up to.
And if you didn't follow us on Facebook,
you might not have got that information.
That's right. Yeah. So you're 3 days late. You're listening to the radio show, and we're going to fill you in on it, but you would have known 3 days ago about this program. And so, if you aren't following us on Facebook, get on Facebook, Peter Inch and Associates, hit follow, and you'll get the news quicker than we can give you on the radio show.
It's true.
So, up to. I'm just giving all the money.
Yeah, you just give it all away.
So it's really $3,000
or $4,500.
Yes. And it's a program that's ran in London.
Yes.
So if I live in St. Thomas,
you
can't get this.
No. In this case, it's not 25% better to live in St. Thomas.
Yes.
Other than that, yeah.
But if you get a bill from London Hydro,
correct. And you're an Enbridge customer.
You are entitled, if you replace your air conditioner and put in...
You may qualify, just on qualifying equipment.
And put in a...
heat pump.
Or a cold climate heat pump.
Yes, either an Energy Star rated heat pump or a cold climate heat pump. The Energy Star rate will get you $3,000. The cold climate will get you $4,500.
So people who are thinking of replacing that air conditioner can upgrade to a heat pump and almost pay less than what they would pay to buy an air conditioner.
Yes, that's exactly true, yes.
So we want it out there. We want you to know. We've been installing these the cold climate heat pumps.
Right.
A lot, and been working great. No complaints. Everybody loves them.
And the misconception, when people hear heat pump, they think that it's an addition to their air conditioner, but it's not. It replaces your air conditioner because not only does it give heat, but it also cools in the summer. So it's important to know that. A heat pump does both. It works like an air conditioner, but also provides heat in the winter as well.
So if you're thinking of replacing it, like jump on it now.
Yes.
Get in on this program. There's only 1,025 available to Barrie, London, St. Catharines, Peterborough,
and the Sault.
And the Sault Ste. Marie. So once the 1,025 are gone,
That's it.
So we want 1,025 gone in London. We want to give everybody in London one.
You're kind of greedy.
Yeah, I am. Let's make sure the people in London get the money. And this is a program working through the Ontario government.
That's right.
Called the Cleaner Home Heating Initiative.
That's correct.
So
yes,
we want to make sure you're aware of it. Again, follow us on Facebook. You would have got this 3 days ago.
That's right.
And so we want, as soon as I saw that, we posted it right away.
Right.
So that everybody was aware of it.
3 days late on the news.
3 days late on the news. Well, I couldn't play the radio show 3 days ahead. AM 980 wouldn't let me.
They could just say, we've got an emergency broadcast bulletin.
I wanted to get into the night's game, break up, turn the night's game off, let's do this announcement.
They lost, didn't they?
Yeah.
We should have jumped in there.
Yeah, it's 2-2.
Ooh.
And now they played last night. We can't tell you the score because we're taping on Thursday.
Yes.
So, we'll, but
you can only keep fingers crossed and figure. Are they? Where are they playing? Are they in London?
In London. Yeah. Also, I'll be in my seat, so I'll be the good luck charm.
Home crowd heroes. Yeah. All right.
So it was the Sunday game last Sunday was quite a game. You know, okay. Was tied 1-1 coming to the end, and they scored, and the place erupted. It was like the Memorial Cup Award.
It was like the Toronto Maple Leafs, just like being yeah. Maple Leaf.
How are they doing now, Steve?
Well, I mean, they started the same way they started against Tampa. Yeah. They have moved on. Yeah. So it's interesting. We've passed the torch to Boston because we made our first round. They gave it up. You know, they had a three-game lead, and they gave it up. So, you know, they're playing golf right now, and we're not. And so we're pleased about that. So, and then we started off a little bit flat, as we did against Tampa. But the game was – there was a game on Thursday, but because we're taping today, Wednesday, I don't know what that is, but it's the second game in Toronto. And, yeah, well, I haven't booked my room, you know, but yeah. – Everything's lining up that it could be a possibility, but who knows? It's up to them.
Now, what you just said there might be what Toronto's problem is.
Oh, what's that?
You said we're taping on Wednesday. Today is Thursday, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today's Thursday. The game's tonight. Okay.
So if they're like a day behind when they hit the ice, that could be the issue.
Who's your team? Who's your team?
Well, you know what? My team... They didn't make the playoffs, but they went out and made an arena deal. Now we're getting a new arena.
How's Mr. Sutter feeling?
Well, he's gone. we said thank you very much for your time with us, and we have moved him along.
Yeah. But you're still paying his salary.
Oh, of course. You know, that's what happens when when you sign those deals as a coach. You know you're going to get fired, so you just make sure the clause is in there.
I see.
Yeah, but we're going to have a beautiful new arena. We'll have, you know, Gary Bettman has approved us, Calgary, to have
the brand new beautiful arena does something to your hockey players.
Well, we're going to have the All-Star game, and we're going to have the draft.
Can I just mention something? Like, even the Seattle Kraken, who's a brand new team, made it in.
Yeah. And they're beaten.
Yes. So what are you saying?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Mm. Well-established Flames organization because they've got a long history because not just from Calgary, you loved them when they were Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, it's the arena. We have to get rid of the arena, and then everyone
like
will be
like London when they moved from the Gardens to the
Bud or the JLC
at the time. Thing. Yes, that inspired greatness.
It did. We have made the playoffs every year since then.
Is that right?
And I've been sitting in my seat watching the playoffs.
Okay, so you're telling me, you want to bet on this?
That Calgary will make the playoffs?
Next year.
No, not next year. Oh. No. 10 years from now? Ten. Yes, I'll put a
sorry,
bet on
I'm not, yes. I'm
we
not
we have a 10. Rebuild to do.
We so. May not, we might be doing not doing this in 10 years.
Well, we'll have a crackly voice in 10 years. And our mind will be gone.
That's right, you'll ask me the question, and then you'll have to ask it to me again because I won't remember it.
So the it's hockey time. Curling, the last Grand Slam's going on out in Saskatchewan.
Yes, it is.
Once that completes, you think, okay, we're done until August. You know, it's not that.
Yeah,
long.
It's a couple. It's like they're teachers; they get the summer off.
Yeah, and there's already shuffling going on in teams.
Oh yes, there are. Yeah.
Jones has lost a player. You know, one team is completely broke up, so it's going to be interesting to see how it lands. And, you know, to get a little update, we're bringing in Owen Henry. And he's going to come in and talk. He's one of the junior teams that we sponsored that had great success this year, but they broke up.
They did.
They're going different ways, so Owen's going to be in, and he'll talk a little bit about that with us today.
Wow.
So when you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 and always online at peterinch.ca. And don't forget our podcast, the Inch by Inch podcast, available on all podcast platforms.
Wow.
So you can listen to this show on that platform, but we also are putting in little other 20-minute shows to talk about certain
little
items.
Tidbits, yes. So
Make sure you check it out, and we will be right back.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We didn't mention at the start about our hometown heroes. If you know anyone who is making a difference in our community by serving others, you know, call the office or send an email to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca. And Murray was out giving away another one this week.
Oh, was he?
He was out to the Canadian Cancer Society.
Well, that's great.
And was given a hero to all the volunteer drivers that serve our community.
Awesome.
And you might have known one in the picture.
I did.
And who was that?
That was Sue Pike.
Ted Smith.
Which picture are we talking about?
The Cancer Society.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Well, I thought you were talking about the one from last week.
Are you not following us on Facebook?
I am.
Well, then you should have seen the picture that came up that Murray was at the Canadian Cancer Society thanking a couple volunteer drivers.
Yeah, because let me see.
All the volunteer drivers couldn't be there, and one of them happened to be vice chair of the Briar, Ted Smith.
Just, I'm pulling it up right now, okay? Right. Yes, because my little notification.
You know, I should have that Jeopardy music playing here.
I suppose you should. Oh, there's my daughter with her horse. Okay.
And so Ted's not, you know, give him back to Curlin, give him back to the city for the Briar, but he also gave back to the Cancer Society by driving people to their appointments and back and forth. You found it yet? You got way too much on your stuff here, Steve. You want me to pull it up so you
I'm looking at Peter Inch Associates. I haven't seen it yet. It hasn't come up. Has not come up.
Keep going past that one. Keep going. This is real live radio here. You cannot see Steve struggling.
Oh, there we are. Oh, my goodness. I see. Well, I mean, they could have gotten a little closer. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So thanks to Ted, and thanks to all the volunteer drivers at the Canadian Cancer
Society. I liked it as well, so I've liked it. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, you just hit light and you don't even look at it.
I do look at it. Maybe it was just because the distance was so great.
Now, the other thing we should congratulate... the St. Thomas Curling Club.
Yes.
We had a big vote. On a major renovation that is going to happen to the lounge area. The ice is fine. You know, no issues there. But our lounge is only from 1955.
That's right. That's when the curling club was constructed and had not been touched since. So, well, they did do a little painting.
And we did a little bit. We put some light wood around the bar.
Yes. But other than that, it's, yes...
But so
it's a beautiful room.
Yep. Yeah. So we decided, how can we improve it? How can we make it accessible? We put a proposal together. We've been working about a year and a half on it.
And all we need is $1 billion.
Yeah. And so we took it to the membership on April 14th and then asked the membership to vote from the 15th to the 30th. And we needed 66%.
Right.
And we got 95%.
Was it 95?
95% said, go for it.
Awesome.
So that was the easy part.
Right. Now comes the difficult part because all that vote was for is to go ahead and try to get the project funded.
Right. So we're going to go for some grants and stuff. We're going naming rights. So if there's any company out there that would like to be called the blank curling center, whatever, put your name in there.
Right.
We'd be more than happy to talk to you. Or, you know, we have a boardroom, if you want to call the boardroom, you know, the Peter Inch and Associates boardroom.
Right.
You know, we're going to do a bunch of naming. The bar could be called Hurry Hard Bar.
Right.
You know, so there's...
Caps off,
there you go. Right. Could be that.
Yep. So, steam whistle.
Yeah. So there could be lots of...
What is your ringer doing on in the radio show? Boy, things are really going south today, let me tell you.
Yeah,
things are really happening here. That's a really good show. Really good show. Yeah.
And people know I'm on the radio. So where was I?
Yes, you were talking about naming rights.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you would like to, you know, give me a call, send an email to peterinch@peterinch.ca, and I'll talk about that and see what we can do.
But wouldn't it be nice if we could just call it the BW or the Amazon Curling Center?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Amazon Curling Center, we deliver. Look at that.
Wow. Ah,
look at that. Yeah.
Maybe you're very good on the phone.
Yeah. So anyways, there's lots we can do, lots that we can call it, and my mind is open to any ideas.
Cool.
So send those in to me. Now, it's been a little chilly this week, but now we're warming up this weekend. You know, going to be up in the 20s.
Yeah, playing golf tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Did you sign up for that email?
I did. I haven't seen my tee time yet, but...
Wow, check it out.
I took lessons you might be interested in.
Okay, can you just turn the ringer off? Like, what is going on with... Do you know how to turn the ringer off? That's the question. Do you know how to turn the ringer off?
I took lessons, Steve.
You took lessons.
Yeah, and learned a couple little things. Learned I was doing a couple things right.
Last time I took a lesson, they said, is there any other sport you'd rather play?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. He said, oh, grip's good, you know. The thing I always had remembered from my first lessons was, you know, two knuckles on the top hand. And mm-hmm. He said that. I went, oh, good. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
And then when he said line up, I went, oh, that's what I'm doing wrong.
Line up.
So it was, I hopefully will shoot better.
Yeah.
I tried a small bucket of balls before the lesson, and I...
Did okay?
No, I went, yeah, that's why I'm taking a lesson.
Yeah.
And then after the lesson, I took a small bucket of balls and hit them and went, yep, okay, I'm doing better. So we'll see. But it will take time for that to happen.
It does take time.
Yep.
Yes, time and dedication. Yep.
So we may have to switch here from curling tips to golf tips.
It's getting close, but we're two wrong guys giving golf tips.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Well, and our, of course, our balls. You got to talk about our famous balls.
Yes, we have our Peter Inch & Associates golf balls. And if you find one, if you just turn it around, you'll see that this ball, when returned, is worth 50% off of maintenance.
And I played Hickory Ridge last weekend.
Did you find one?
And where I hit them all in, the trees were all now not there.
Right.
And I went, I'm going to go in and find those balls. Then I won't have to give 50% off on a maintenance.
And did you find any?
No, because all the leaves are on the ground now, covering the balls.
There you go.
So we may be safe. None may be turned in.
But people already have them. They're saving them.
Yeah. I didn't go in the water. There was a few in that pond on number one. You know, that's like 10 feet from the tee. There's a couple in there.
You put what?
Yeah. You hit a bad tee shot.
Oh,
it's not like it's going on the grass. It goes right into the water. So, okay. And that day, my, what would it be? My daughter's fiance hit it in the water.
Oh.
And all, I had to hold back the laugh.
You know, and then you hit it in the water.
No, I hit it just...
Just over.
Just to the fairways. You know, like about 2 feet into the fairway. I went, hey, at least I'm in the fairway. You know,
that's right. So. You're swimming.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
It was fun. So what do we people got to do to get that air conditioner ready?
Well, I mean, I had a customer just the other day call me and just ask me, do you think it's okay if I can take my cover off, Steve? And I said, you most certainly can take your cover off your air conditioner and just make sure the breaker's turned on. And also make sure that it's clean on the outside. So if you didn't hose it off in the fall, you can give it another little wash, spray it off, make sure there's no dirt in the evaporator. And please change your filter. And even if you did it a couple of months ago, if it's a 1-inch filter, just change it. If it's a 4-inch, take it out and have a look at it. But when you're changing seasons, things, just make sure you're just ready to go.
Now we're getting calls, is it too cold to do a maintenance?
No, not too cold to do a maintenance. Like we're doing, we have ways of doing AC maintenances even when it's cold outside. I mean, so the guys are all well versed in what we call cold start, and so we just want to make sure that it's ready. So, I mean, if you've got an appointment now, please don't change it. Just go ahead and get that AC maintenance done, and then you're going to be ready to go when it turns hot. And as soon as you turn that thermostat on, that thing's going to turn on and cool your house. Most important.
Most important.
Yes.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're not on the radio. You can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at Peter Inch or on any of your podcast platforms. You can find the Inch by Inch podcast. And we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We've kicked Steve Gilbert out of the room. We didn't want him on the air. He didn't know what day it was. He said it was Wednesday when today's Thursday. But really why we kicked him out is we got Owen Henry sitting in the chair. How's Owen?
Good, thanks, Peter. How are you?
Good. Now, I think the last time you were sitting in the chair, we might have been in a studio down at the radio station.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that 4 years ago, would I guess that was?
Yeah, I think so. It was before COVID, so you got to add three for COVID. Yeah. So yeah, probably 4 years ago.
Was a while ago, and you were on a, we had the whole team in at that point. But today we said we're just going to leave three guys at home and we're going to bring you in. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about how you've been doing in your curling. As we were part of your sponsorship package that you had of all the sponsors all over you. But how did last year work out for the team?
Yeah, it was great. And like having your support, it was made the season so much easier with all the different companies and especially your company. It really helped on the jerseys and the promotion we were able to give you. But yeah, we had a great season. It was kind of the goal at the start of the season was to win the provincial championship, go to nationals. We had all had, or three of us had had a taste of the national championship, really wanted to get back there. And yeah, so we went through the season. We won our first event of the season in Quebec. We went on a team trip. It was a long drive all throughout the day, and we had a great time. Just first time as a team. It was, we were sleeping in the same bed, and it was like, oh, these are new guys we've never been with before. And we just ate it up and loved it, and we were able to come out on top that week. Then we played in a couple more spiels where we made the final, made the playoffs in all of our men's events. We won the Junior Stew Cells Tankard, which was one of the other big junior tour events, which qualified us for the OVCA Super Spiel, which is a big international event. There was teams from Switzerland, team from the States, and then the rest from across Canada, more Eastern Ontario teams, but it sounds like next year we're going to get more of the Western teams as well. We were up, backs up against the wall in that event, and on the seaside is a triple knockout, and we reamed off, I think, five straight to finish the event and won that one, so that was a big one for us. Yeah. And then we went, played in a couple more men's events. Did well, kind of achieved all our goals of making the playoffs and kind of just building. Then we kind of, after Tanker qualifiers, we weren't successful, but it was a good weekend. Like, it was kind of a more of a stretch goal to make the Ontario Tankard. Then we had pretty much all time off. So we came up with an event. We came up with an event ourselves, kind of as a prep event for provincials. Hosted that at the Tillsonburg Curling Club. We called it the Curling Day in Canada Bond Spiel, but we knew in our hearts that it was more the Jaden Spiel because it was my Skip Jaden's idea. So we let him run it all. In that time frame between then and provincials, I participated in Ontario Winter Games mixed doubles that I was able to win with my partner Dominique in Pembroke. So that was a lot of fun too, with my coach, Jen, Jennifer Cuddy. So yeah.
And
so
Jennifer's from London.
She is from London. Yeah. Helps at the London Curling Club there and has been a big supporter of junior curling. So it was great to have her both on the men's team and the mixed doubles. I couldn't say enough good things about Jen. She was kind of the one that kept us all together and, brought us to the provincial championship. And then provincials, the start of March, it was just kind of, it was pools format, so two pools of five, and we so it was like basically a double knockout. You lost two games, you're pretty much out. So we were saying the whole season that junior curling is a race to six. If you get to 6 points, you usually win the game. Just in all of our things and all our games, and it was very fitting that the winner, the first person to win six games at provincials was going to be the champion.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, here is the ultimate race to six. So, so we won our four games in the round robin. It was weird, the scheduling. We had an off day on Saturday. So we went, we practiced at RCMP, our home club in Ottawa, because two of the guys on the team are from Ottawa.
Yeah.
We practiced. We got practice ice in the venue. Then Sunday morning came around. We didn't play great in the semi, but we were able to kind of fight our way through and came out on top in the semi. And then in the final, we went down 4-1 early. And then we just kept crawling back. And in the last end, we were able to steal our 1 point and claim the victory. So it was, I say to all my teammates and everybody I'm talking to about, it was the first provincial. We were kind of up in the scoreboard the whole time, like in mixed doubles. But Dom still had to throw her last shot.
Yeah.
And that was a lot easier than having to watch the other team miss the last shot for us to win. Like, just, I don't know, it was so much harder. And I was like, but at the end, it was the same great moment. And we're excited to be chasing that again next season.
Well, and it's easier to have that control in, you know, if you're sweeping or you're throwing, you know, you've got something, you can get it there. When you're just sitting watching it slide down the ice and,
yeah,
you know, timing it and going, I think it's heavy or I think it's light, and you're just sitting there hoping, and
yeah
it's pretty tough. But
yeah,
two Ontarios.
Yeah, Ontarios. And then it was kind of strange. We only had about 12 days in between provincials and nationals, so there wasn't a ton of time for us to figure out. The biggest thing was how we were getting there, because it was in Rouyn-Noranda, Quebec, so it's kind of like 8 hours from London, and we were like, well, are we going to drive, are we going to fly, yeah, where, how is all this stuff, and it was so late, so we had to figure out that stuff. And so then once we got there, we practiced a couple times at a couple local curling clubs. Got our jerseys, got on the ice. It was a super cool experience. But the first game was against Nathan Young, who was in the Brier for Newfoundland.
Yeah.
So that was a tough game for us, and we just never really got our feet under us. So we finished 3-5, which is a little bit disappointing for us. Not just short of our goals of making the playoffs and hoping to make a run, but we were overall really proud of our season and the way we performed all season long.
Now that was scheduled during a big event in London, wasn't it? When the Brier was on, was that when you were down there, or was that the mixed doubles?
No, so I believe that the Brier conflicted with our provincials.
Oh, okay,
which is, yeah. So I was here at the Brier for opening weekend, but then had to go to provincials for the closing weekend, which was really unfortunate because it seemed like you guys did such a great job here in London.
Well, I know your dad was getting like, okay, I want to go. And, you know, we got to sell more tickets, Andy. Come on. You know, I got to go. And so, but he was being pulled back and forth. But I remember the morning he was leaving, he came in quick and then, you know, was off and had a big smile on his face heading down to watch you guys. So that was great. So one day, maybe we'll have the Brier back here.
Yeah.
And you'll be in the Brier.
Yeah. Hopefully. And then we can sit the tankard on the desk beside us on the show.
Yeah. And I don't know if you heard Tanner Horgan.
Yeah.
His comment that he said.
No.
He was being interviewed after his first win at the Brier.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, in 2011, I sat in the stands here in London and watched the game on sheet D and, you know, thought of how cool would it be. Mm-hmm. And he says, now I'm back in London playing my first game on sheet D and winning it.
Yeah.
He says, kind of a big circle. And I went, you know, that's why we kind of run these events, hopefully to thinking there's people in the stands that are dreaming about this and one day it will happen. And to hear it,
him
being interviewed and said that, that was a pretty special moment for
him. Really special moment.
No, that's great. Now, like everything, Steve and I were talking earlier about all the teams breaking up and, you know, only one more Grand Slam going on and then there could be more.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you guys age out or things change. Who's your team next year?
Yeah, so two of my teammates this year aged out. And then my teammate Jack is still in juniors, but we kind of decided that we're going to part ways. So I'm going to stay in Ontario. He's going to go to Quebec because he lives like close enough to the border that he can kind of play in both federations. So he's going to Quebec, which is great, and we'll hopefully meet at the Nationals. So I am on a team next season. I'm playing third, but sweeping the skip stones. And so our skip, Kibo Malima, from originally from Kingston, goes to Laurier now. He's won provincials 4 times and mixed doubles, Canada Winter Games, silver medalist this year. They lost on the last shot, which was a heartbreaker. But so Kibo's our skip. Kyle Stratton, he represented the London Curling Club. They've won They beat me in a provincial championship last year. Won two provincials this year. Canada Winter Games. So yeah, he is going to throw second, but in the house because he skipped hit most of his life. So he's like, look, I think my skill set is best in the house for as much as possible. So we were like, for sure, I'm good to sweep kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then our lead is Matt Dizer from Northern Ontario. He's from Thunder Bay. He is going to school at Toronto Metropolitan University. So he most recently at the national championships just a few weeks ago, he was the silver medalist. So we're super excited for next season. We're not 100% sure where we're curling out of, but just the distance is a little bit closer than last year, so we'll be able to practice more, stuff like that. And exactly, we're hoping to make a run at the national championship again this year.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back more with Owen Henry. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We have the awesome curler, Owen Henry, in here. Next Olympian, next Breyer competitor. Look for that name in the curling circles. We've been talking a little bit about how his year's been going, but you won in Ontario, or the Winter Games. Mm-hmm. How'd it go at the Winter Games?
Yeah, the Winter Games was a super cool experience. It was a new discipline, mixed doubles. So I've played a bit of mixed doubles in the club, like in Ilderton here. But it's different, and I like it. I like it a lot. It's quicker. I would recommend anybody try it. There's tons of options to try it, and it's... If you kind of watch curling on TV and you're like, oh, this is, I'm not really understanding what's going on, this is a little boring, never going to be like that in mixed doubles. Yeah. There's always rocks in play, always interesting, and it's a good change from the four-person game. It kind of just adds a little bit of appreciation to both disciplines and just keeps you in it. So, yeah, the Ontario Winter Games was a super cool experience. It was actually interesting. I qualified with one partner, but then she was going to OUAs, women's OUAs. And it conflicted, so I had to find a new partner, and the group was very small because the U18s were also playing at the Ontario Winter Games, women's and men's. So it was kind of U20, but can't be going to university, and they want to play with me.
Yeah.
So I stumbled upon Dominique Vivier from Ottawa. She played in Northern Ontario this year with Team Crozier. So yeah, she's like, I have never played doubles in my life before. I'm like, it's okay. I will take care of everything with strategy. We have Jen, and all will be fine. We'll figure it out. I just need you to come and throw the rocks and sweep every once in a while. And she's like, okay. So she kind of jumped in our first game. We didn't play great. We found a way to win. Went through the round robin. We actually lost to my teammate Jacob in the round robin.
Yeah.
But the way that everything folded out, we still got the bye to the final. So we kind of were just loving life, like on the bus back and forth to the venue. Ontario Winter Games is a super cool experience with all the different sports and that kind of stuff. Opening ceremonies, that was the coldest I have ever been. Yeah. Outside in Renfrew, it was in a snowstorm. But all in all, we were on the right bus though, because the other bus got a flat tire in the snowstorm on the way back.
Really?
So we picked the right bus. But yeah, it was what a great experience. I mean, we weren't able to go to any of the other sports because it was so spread out in Renfrew County.
Yeah.
I would recommend the games to anybody. If you can volunteer, if you can find a way to get involved in the games, it's a great experience. And yeah, it was just playing in the final. We played against Jacob again. So it was like, it was Jacob, and then Dominique used to play with Paige, Jacob's partner. So yeah, it was just a great experience. It was so much camaraderie. We were cheering for each other's good shots and sad when each other missed. But it was just a really cool experience that we kind of got the lead early, kept the lead throughout the whole game. And then Dom throwing that last shot, it was kind of a hit. She had to make a hit on any of the three stones in the house, but they were kind of lined up that she had like almost two rocks wide to hit. So it was pretty easy, and she kind of just threw it at the middle of it and out of her hand said clean, and it was like, As long as I don't burn this stone, we should have our names on a banner. So it was a really cool experience this year.
Now, does that lead to is there a Canadian Winter Games? Or
yeah, so unfortunately, the Ontario Winter Games happen every 2 years, Canada Winter Games every 4 years. But Canada Winter Games was just later than Ontario Winter Games this season, but there wasn't enough time to qualify from Ontario Winter Games to Canada Winter Games.
Right.
So we had a trials in December for the Canada Winter Games. So it was like another provincial championship. The first place team in that qualified for Canada Winter Games. And then the second to fifth place teams qualified for the Ontario Winter Games.
Right.
So with my other partner, we qualified for the Ontario Winter Games after losing in the semi. And so we were in the Ontario Winter Games, but obviously she couldn't play. So I had to find a new partner and yada, yada, yada. So...
lots of curling. Went like now you're in university?
Yep.
And where are you going?
I go to Brock. I'm in math and stats. So I played on the university team too. I skipped first year. And yeah, they hadn't sniffed the playoffs in a while. And we went all the way to the bronze medal and won the bronze medal game. So it was pretty cool experience in that too.
So when do you do like homework and schoolwork? And
well, Peter, I said to my dad, I'm like, after my final exam, I'm like, well, I did okay, and at least I had fun curling this semester. So I find time, but yeah. I'm pretty disciplined throughout the week to get everything done. But as soon as curling starts, it's kind of school goes on the back burner for a little bit, and we stay on top of it. But yeah,
it's tough. Like we talk a lot about athletes, you know, working and curling, and you know, but going to school and curling, and then how to fund all that. You know, it can be a pretty tough time at that point.
Yeah.
So next year, what's your first event? What have you guys put a schedule out?
We don't have a schedule finalized. It's kind of, everybody is, it's weird in curling. It's not a standardized, okay, this is the schedule. Pick the events you want to play in. It's kind of, some people host events here, and there's different bodies that are hosting all of these different events, so it's a little harder, and everybody comes out at the different times with when they're when you're gonna play this event, when you're gonna play this event. So we're kind of breaking it down, and we think our first event is either going to be the Quebec event that we went to last year in the middle of August. It's quite early though, so we're not 100% sure if we're gonna go out to it, but for sure we're gonna be playing in Oakville. They're the Stu Sells Oakville Tankard.
Yeah.
It's September, I believe it's 8th to 10th. We're going to be playing in that, for sure. There might be an event the weekend before in Oakville. We're not 100% sure yet. But yeah, it'll be sometime Labor Day or just after.
Well, you'll have great ice in Oakville because Scott was down here doing the Briar Ice with us. And
yeah.
I got to know him, and I don't have any worry that the ice won't be up to speed down there.
Yeah, so. we went and practiced last week as the new team just to kind of get on the ice, get a few feelers out, and we had a great time, and the ice was like you get every time you go to Oakville. It was great.
Yeah. And Stu, we should thank Stu for all he does for sponsoring events across Canada. I mean, I see he's out in Halifax doing events, and so just thank him for his effort that he puts into curling going forward with that. Now, your dad, of course, I know your dad from the 2006, I guess it was, Scotties was where I first met him. Mm-hmm. And now he is heavily involved working for Curling Canada, selling tickets, marketing, doing all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But how's he doing pulling his hair out with all the events you're in?
Yeah, no, he finds a way. He's kind of, like you said, at the Briar, he was kind of upset that he wasn't going to be able to be at Provincials the whole time. But as soon as he knew we were in, he's like, okay, I'm leaving Saturday morning, and I'm going to be there Saturday night and be there for the playoffs on Sunday. So... And on Thursday and Friday, he was in his suite up in the 300 level, and he had the TV in the background. I don't know what he was watching more, whether he was watching my game or the game on the ice. But no, he does his best to keep tabs on everything, and him and my mom and my sister get to as many events as they possibly can. Great supporters.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for coming in, spending some time with us here today. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. Always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows at peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Or you can listen to our Inch by Inch podcast on any of your podcast platforms. As we say at the shop, life is hard, buy the yard, buy from Inch. Life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.